You're listening to Kentucky Running, presented by John's Run Walk Shop in Lexington. Help others find this show by rating, reviewing, and subscribing in your podcast app. This episode is sponsored by Curex Insoles.
Hey, runners, Matt Reno here, and today we're talking trails. We're winding down this year's Central Kentucky Trail Run series. We have monthly runs slash hikes at different spots throughout the area. We've been to the Gorge, the Pinnacles, and a bunch of other amazing locations. The series is sponsored by Altra, and that means we're going to be giving away some Altra shoes at our final run this year. Check the show notes for details. And to create some extra community around trail running, we offer membership to John's Central Kentucky Trail Club. We launched that earlier this year, and we've got a great group built up. If you're looking for people to hit the trails with, or if you're new to trail running and don't want to be out there alone, I recommend joining us for a run. Again, more info in the show notes. Two of our club members are also part of another trail running group focused on women. It's called Trail Sisters. Our guests on this episode, Chrissy Balding and Leah Combs, are working on building up the Lexington chapter of this group, which is awesome. We at John's love that there are multiple opportunities for people to get out and enjoy nature. Of course, our club is welcome to all, but we get that sometimes women just want to run with other women. That's totally cool. Chrissy and Leah are going to share some of the reasons why that is, along with more info about the larger Trail Sisters group and the resources they offer. We're going to talk about it all right after this word from our sponsor. Hey runners, real quick, I want to tell you about Kentucky running sponsor Curex Insoles, available at John's Run Walk Shop. Getting the right shoes on your feet is crucial, but it's only part of solving the foot health puzzle. You also need to make sure your arches are fully supported when you're running or just going through your day-to-day activities. Curex Run Pro insoles could be just what you need. Their flexible support and shock-absorbing cushioning help reduce fatigue. That prevents common running injuries, keeping you out there longer. Dynamic arch support with a deep decoupled heel cup fits, wraps, and locks the heel in place to improve stability, reduce pressure, and provide a perfect fit. And they help manage moisture with a mesh top layer and premium foam cushioning to keep your feet dry and running shoes fresh. They come in three profiles, high, medium, and low, to fit your individual arch type. I wear the medium profile, that's the yellow one, but to find which one works best for you, head to John's Run Walk Shop. Ask us to check out your arches and knee alignment, and we'll help you find the right pair of Curex Run Pro insoles for you. Learn more at johnsrunwalkshop.com/insoles. My guests today are Chrissy Balding and Leah Combs. We're going to talk about Trail Sisters and the chapter in Kentucky. And so, Chrissy, Leah, thanks for being on Kentucky Running. And before we start learning about Trail Sisters, let's start learning about the two of you. How did you get involved with trail running, and what do you love about hitting the trails? Chrissy, you want to start first?
Sure. Well, I'm actually fairly new to trail running. I've been doing it for about 3 years. My husband and I helped crew a friend who was running a 240-mile race out in Utah. So getting to see it up close and seeing like how the variety of people that were doing it, it just inspired me to test the waters a little bit. And I got connected with Trail Sisters, and they're a great group.
Leah, what about you?
I started trail running like around probably 2019. I just was getting into running again and did not love the roads. I was just looking for options, and I was just like, why don't I just start trail running? I'd kind of been listening to some trail running podcasts and kind of gave me the confidence to find a group. Then I found Trail Sisters, which definitely seemed more welcoming than other groups. And so my first group run was with the Trail Sisters group.
Let's talk about Trail Sisters. It's a national organization. When did it start? Can we get a little history on it?
It was founded in 2016 by a woman named Gina Lucrezi, and she lives out in Colorado. Some of the stuff that Leah was mentioning, just wanting to create like a welcoming and inclusive space in the trail community.
What was it that was lacking in the trail running community? Like, what makes Trail Sisters more inclusive?
They have a no drop policy. So nobody gets left behind, which is really important, especially for women on the trails. It gives them the confidence to be out there. And Gina thought that she needed to create a space where it is completely welcoming to everybody, all paces. So yeah, nobody's being ditched on the trails alone in the woods.
That's pretty important.
We don't... Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough place to be ditched alone.
Yeah. I mean, so much more can go wrong on trail runs compared to, you know, just running around your neighborhood. So you want to make sure that the group you're with, if you fall and sprain your ankle or get bit by something, that they're not just going to abandon you. A lot of trail running is really fast hiking. So if you think I'm not very experienced or I'm too slow, don't let that hold you back. It really is all paces. We have women in the group that do all kinds of distances. Some just do shorter trail runs. Leah has done a 200 miler. So there's a really big range.
And they also have Trail Sisters approved races, right? What's involved with that?
Yeah. So the Trail Sisters website is a great resource. They have like a community journal where people talk about their own stories or maybe how they learn something new, but they have a race calendar and you can search by distance, obviously location, and see if races are Trail Sisters approved. So that means that there is equal prize money for men and women, that they have menstrual products at the aid stations, that the shirts, you know, a lot of times when you just get unisex shirts, they fit weird, like the armpits are in the wrong place, so that they have gender specific sizing. They allow women on the starting line. And they also, you know, because a lot of times people sign up for races so far in advance, they're trying to plan out their year and things happen. So to be Trail Sisters approved, the race has to have a pregnancy and a postpartum deferral policy.
How does a race go about getting approved?
It's just very simple. There's like a form you fill out on the Trail Sisters website showing that you have met these standards. I've seen a few that also will use those little pop-up changing tents to have a place for athletes to pump as well if they're breastfeeding. When you get into like 100 milers and, you know, those kind of distances, that is necessary.
The Kentucky group, when did that one start?
I believe Erica Moore started that 2017 or 2018. It's still pretty small. So me and Chrissy have been trying to hold more events and things like that. So I started coming to the group runs, I think in end of 2019, beginning of 2020, which, you know, wasn't a great time to be gathering with people, but it was a lot safer to be outside in the woods spread apart as we were. So
definitely. What type of trails were you going to?
All trails, really. The first one I went to was the Pinnacles in Berea. Mm-hmm. But we go to Raven Run quite a bit, Capitol View, the Gorge, all the local trails.
So what's the importance of having a women-specific community in trail running? How is the vibe different?
Speaking as a newer trail runner, it feels like it's a very non-judgmental place. Like if I have questions about like, what do you do if you're on your period during a race? How do you navigate that? It's a lot more comfortable to ask it to a group of women or female identifying folks than to just put it out there to a public trail running group.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And it's just a safe place to be. And I find that a lot of the kind of mixed gender groups can get a little competitive too. And so the all women's just, we're all here to support each other and give each other advice and answer any questions. And it's just a feel good community.
That's good. I've heard about people who were, their philosophy on trail running is if you're not actually running, then it doesn't count. You're not allowed to walk over a giant rock or something. And of course, it was dudes saying that. So I can see how it can get a little overly competitive sometimes.
Yeah.
And how big is the Lexington chapter right now? Is it just Lexington or are there other women from Kentucky joining you?
Our chapter is just Lexington. There is a Louisville chapter as well.
And Cincinnati has a chapter as well. We kind of have a few different spaces that we talk about our group runs. So we've got the Facebook group, which is a couple hundred people, I'm pretty sure. But who actually comes out to the run is usually like 5 to 10 people, depending on the day. It is really hard to get everybody coordinated sometimes. And everybody's got different things going on, especially there's a lot of moms in the group as well. So scheduling around childcare is also a big thing.
We recently started an Instagram account. We're also on the Trail Sisters app. So that's how some of our newer members have found us.
I'll put links in the show notes for those, for anyone who wants to find you. And for any woman listening right now who's interested in trail running but nervous about starting, what's the best first step she can take to connect with Trail Sisters and just get out there and feel confident?
I would say, join one of our online communities and introduce yourself. Like Leah said, it's no drop. We try to be a very welcoming space. And we often go out for a coffee or breakfast afterwards. So there's that.
Any safety tips that you would offer to new trail runners?
Going with a group really is the best thing you can do to be safe. Everybody's got your back if something happens. Not wearing your headphones out on the trails is kind of a huge thing. I think that's a big problem, especially it seems like at Raven Run, a lot of people have their headphones in. Being present.
And I would say, especially if it's your first time on the trail, making sure you have a map with you. A lot of times I snap a picture at the trailhead of that map. If you have the pro version of All Trails, you can download the map for offline use. So that way, if you lose service, you're still good.
Yeah, All Trails is good. And maybe carrying a little extra in your pack, your vest, whatever you're taking.
Mm-hmm. Bring water, of course.
Definitely yes. Bring water. I mean, yeah. You should be doing that wherever you're going. But yeah, I always pack a little extra food, more than I think I might need, because sometimes I'm just out there on the trails longer than I expect.
Yeah.
Do you host any other type of events or activities besides group runs?
We are still kind of reforming our chapter. Erica moved away to Nashville, so Leah and I have been trying to like really get the group going. But we are going to have a Halloween run on Halloween night at Veterans Park at 5:30. So it will be very casual, come costumed if you like. We'll have a raffle for some door prizes and go out to eat afterwards.
When I was talking to members of the Black Girls Run Louisville chapter, they were talking about how easy it is to, if you're traveling to another city, just look up and see if there's a chapter in that area and you can meet up with them. Is it the same thing with Trail Sisters?
Yeah, there's a ton of groups. Basically, if you're in any large city, I've definitely joined some groups if I was going to be out of town. And even just joining the group and getting safe trail recommendations is a huge help, even if I'm not running with a said group.
Any other challenges that women face on the trails that are more unique to women, whether it's safety or confidence challenges that sometimes men might overlook?
I think that women definitely have to be more aware of their surroundings. And, you know, there's a lot of confidence, I think, that women maybe don't have as much of compared to the men trail runners out there. You kind of notice it in races. The bigger the distance, the less the women. There's a few things to account for that. A lot of women, you know, having childcare issues and things like that to think about. I just think that if a lot more women got out on the trails, they would realize what they're capable of and would realize you don't have to be scared of going up to the next distance or going faster. Groups like this, I think, really boost people's confidence. Because if you come to a trail running group, somebody will be thinking about doing a race and ask, you know, what do you guys think about it? You think I can do it? 100% yes. We're always going to encourage them and probably talk you into doing bigger distances or trying to go for a bigger goal than you think is possible.
So even if you can't make it out to one of our group runs, it is a really supportive online community. We just had this big discussion about how people learn about races. Some of the answers were you have friends who are bad influences. yep. And I think we've all been on one side or the other of that equation. Some people had some really helpful links with race calendars or local race companies that you can check out. Trail Sisters also had, like on their website, they have a women's business directory. So if you're looking for a run coach, you specifically want a female, that's a place you can look. The app and the message boards on there, that's when I was kind of very new to trail running and I was trying to figure out, you know, what kind of pack to get and all that. That's a place that I lurked and read a lot of advice.
They just opened up registration for their 2026 Run With Her Women's Trail Running Retreats. They're in Chattanooga and Boulder, Colorado. What are those about?
It's a 4-day retreat and it's a little bit of everything. Of course, running, but also yoga and general getting to know each other time. I hope to go to the one in Chattanooga at some point because it is close. And I've heard the trails there are fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. And before we go, Chrissy, we've had you on the podcast before talking about environmental issues. So can you give us some tips on how to leave the trails in good condition.
Yeah, well, trail running is a pretty sustainable sport. Most races I find are cupless, so you just have your own bottle or like hydration bladder, but definitely pick up any trash that you see on the trail. We try to carpool for group runs when we can or for races, so minimize our impact as much as we can.
Great points. Chrissy, Leah, thank you so much for coming on Kentucky Running and telling us about Trail Sisters.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
If you want to learn more about Trail Sisters, I put some links in the show notes along with info about John's Central Kentucky Trail Club. We have an incredible amount of natural beauty here in the Bluegrass region, and we encourage you to get out there and explore. My name is Matt Reno. Thanks for listening. Please help others find the show by liking and subscribing, and we'll talk again soon on Kentucky Running.